the United States for probably the same thing. And they're just, I don't know, I like our firm. They're all great, but our firm, I think, is the very best. Just their customer service, they go above and beyond. And, you know, there's things that they're required to do, but there's a lot that they do that they just do it because they want to. So let's give a huge hand for Mr. Jeff Shorter.
Is it working? It's great to be here. First of all, I want to commend you for something. As I came in here, I saw the food on the table. What a nice idea. There's nothing wrong with making money, and there's also nothing wrong with helping other people who don't have what we have. And so you're to be commended for that. That was a great thing to see coming in. So I noticed Dave said pour gas on people. That's usually called an assault in Utah. It's a criminal offense. What you may want to do is just inspire and encourage them with a hug, maybe. Yeah, gas and human skin are not usually meant to go together, but do whatever is required. The other thing that's really great, like I said, we've been doing prepaid now almost 10 years, our firm, and I couldn't think of a better way for me to make a living than doing prepaid as a lawyer. It fits my personality. I like people. I like talking to people. I like solving their legal issues. I like trying to help them avoid problems in the first place by reviewing contracts and all those things under Title I. And for me, it fits my personality. I absolutely love it. The more people I can talk to in a day, the happier I am. And occasionally, I may get one or two customers I'm working with that we don't speak the same language, but even then, we still try to work things out. But it's great to serve as a prepaid law firm in Utah. One thing now, too, is that we do have is I have I'm a licensed Wyoming attorney as well. So if you have some things in southern Wyoming and western Wyoming, at least I could practice law there now. So tickets in Wyoming, I'm not sure of. There's a few jurisdictions. I usually call them whenever we get a member who gets a ticket in Wyoming. I call the prosecutor myself and try to follow up with them and find out what they'll do and not do. Some things Wyoming will do, some they won't. But again, the nice thing is there's landlord-tenant issues, or you have any kind of issues in, like I said, southwestern Wyoming, or you know, Jackson Hole down in that area. At least we can go take care of those things. So that'll be a lot better for everybody in the firm, and plus gives you another outlet for getting members to join prepaid. So we have some attorneys who can help them. Plus, I can answer their Title I questions too, based on Wyoming law. So that hopefully should help a little bit.
Any other cards before he starts with those? Any other up there? All right. Thank you.
A couple other things. We have an open house. What we've done is we decided to do the advanced product training. When you guys do this, then we have our open house the following Monday. And so this Monday we'll have our open house. And like I said, if you haven't, who hasn't been there yet? Who's still? Okay. Come to our open house. It's 5 to 6 on Monday. It gives you a chance to see our law office. We'll show you around. Linda, our office manager, will show you around. Show you where the CSRs are, who take in all the information. It'll show you where the attorneys, all their offices. And some of them are neater than others, but it's a chance to see that there's really a law firm. I know a lot of people wonder, there's no way you have real attorneys that talk to you. It's got to be some customer service person in the background. But we really do have attorneys there, and a big part of what we do as a firm is prepaid legal. And again, we love it. We've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it, especially for 10 years. And we enjoy that, and we're always working with our attorneys. We train them a couple of times a month, as I've told you before, to try and help them with customer service. I let them know, you know what, some people don't have legal answers to their problems, but you can be nice about it. And sometimes the one difficulty we have is we'll get 100 calls a day, sometimes 115, 120 calls a day. That's a lot of calls. And we have 4 attorneys in the morning, 4 in the afternoon working on those calls. And occasionally, you know, attorneys like everyone else have bad days. Sometimes they're not quite as customer service friendly as they might be. But overall, we really try to work with them to try to find something that can be done. Under Title I, it's such a great benefit. If you had Title I alone, it would be worth paying the membership each month to call an attorney and ask them questions about, I just got ran into, or someone, you know, hit my child, or the school won't work with me on some kind of a plan. Just to ask and find out information and to get enlightened and information about what it is we can do or what it is we need to do to minimize problems and to maximize enjoyment in life. And so we're there to help you with that. But again, the open house is important. Come see us. Come, it's easier to get to know you a little bit better if you come on Mondays. I can talk to you individually and get to know you a little bit better, and you can find out that we're really there, and it helps you with your sales to other people to know that there's really a law firm that's there to help. Okay.
Out front, if they'd like to go sign up for that. You need to sign up today to go, so make sure if you want to go sign up out front, either at the tool table or at the registration table.
And that would be great, because like I said, it's good. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's great to be here.
How many did you want?
Well, we could probably, I'd say anyway, probably under maybe 20. If we get about, some of them we probably answered before. When do you want me to be done? Okay, we'll read fast. The court reporters always keep telling me to slow down. When I get going, so they tell me to slow down. Anyway, a couple of Title I success stories before we get to the questions. The other day, one of our prepaid members got $3,000 because of a Title I letter that one of our attorneys sent. They just said, hey, you owe them money, you need to pay it, and the person paid it. So I've got one case where I'm trying to collect an insurance premium that was double paid, and we got 6 months of it, and now we're just trying to get the other 12 months. So Title I, again, if all you had was a Title I benefits to call and to have letters sent, that would be worth it. But then you have the free will. You've got the chance to talk to attorneys. You've got Title V benefits where you get a reduced hourly rate. You've got a great referral network nationwide, which is absolutely outstanding. You can get attorneys anywhere in the country, and that is, and also who know prepaid and understand prepaid, and also will give you a discount. So it's a great system. And not obviously, there will be problems from time to time, just like with everything, but prepaid helps us to work on customer service and trying to solve problems. So we'll try to help you with that. Let's get to a couple of questions if we can. See if I can read them. Special plan. Oh, first question. When are we getting a Spanish plan? That will be up to prepaid in Oklahoma. They've stopped authorizing prepaid Spanish-speaking plans anywhere where they are not already located. So that Oklahoma will tell us. If they get a plan, they'll let us know. And I see the day when that will happen. I think there will come a time when that actually will happen based on the change in the culture and everything else. But right now they don't have that, and only Oklahoma will tell us when they can do that. Okay, here. Some of these questions are kind of long. All right, I'll have to get somebody's interpretation. Okay. Want to hand me another one? I can't.
What happens if a prepaid legal member is taking action against another prepaid legal member?
Okay, that happens. And obviously, the more prepaid members in Utah, the more that will happen. What happens is there's a couple of things. If you have a husband and wife, and we've represented both of them to do businesses and different things, and then they decide to separate, of course, we can't represent either one of them because we have information on both of them. So we'd probably refer both of those out to other attorneys who do family law work, and so they would take care of that. If a prepaid member calls us and wants to sue another prepaid member, then what we would do is we'd refer out the prepaid member, because again, we can't go after other prepaid members. That would defeat the purpose. Another thing that's kind of an interesting one is on when you get a prepaid membership under a company, some of those have an amendment in there that prevents you from suing the company. You know, in other words, they help you with a membership so you can't go after the company. Even in those cases, we cannot make a referral because obviously that would be a conflict to refer somebody to do that. But certainly we could recommend areas where you might go to the bar and get a list of attorneys and other attorneys that are not related to prepaid if you wanted to pursue an action like that.
In a case like that, though, can you tell the individual clients what their rights are?
We have to be really careful because, again, what we're doing is we're giving them ammunition against one of a prepaid member and a prepaid client. What we could do is we say, look, what we do is you need to talk to another attorney. It looks like there may be some issues here, but you need to clear that up and go to another attorney because it would be impossible to do that.
All right.
I had a situation like that where I called in for a query. The query was another member.
Uh-huh.
Unbeknownst to me, and you referred me out. I forget the name of the title of that, but you referred me out to another attorney who was very helpful and was all coming under my plan.
Right. It's the conflict. They have a conflicts line, and they're not as good at customer service at the conflicts line as we are, but they're working on it.
All right. If a member has a will and a trust, does he need a new one or just updated?
I always wonder why law professors, we'd always ask them a question. They'd say, depends. You know, and it's like, oh, drive me nuts. It's like, no, I want the answer. I don't want to know what depends. Okay. First of all, it depends. Yeah, if you have a trust, you do not need to do a will, because any kind of will you do basically invalidates any prior will. So if you have a trust, once you set up a trust, you've got a trust. The way the trust is funded is you put property into the trust and you take property out of the trust. That's how the trust changes. If the outline of the trust always stays the same. So if you want to just change, say I've sold a home and I want to get it out of my trust, it's gone. When you sell it, it's gone. What you do is you just buy a new home and put it in the name of the trust. So you don't have to always change or modify the trust document. It just depends on what property you put in or take out. Now, if you're going to change a beneficiary or there's a breakup in a marriage, then, of course, you would have to redo the whole trust from the ground up. And, again, that's done at the Title V, the discounted rate, to revise a trust or to recreate that.
So what is your hourly retainer rate on Title V?
It's $150 an hour, and that's both for individuals and businesses, and that's dictated to us by prepaid. No. Yeah, what you do is just tell them, obviously, it's a discounted rate, and when we go outside of the firm, some attorneys are actually less rate than ours, and some are a little higher. But they do give you a 25% discount. And if they don't, let us know. If there's a problem, we can talk to them about that.
How many different areas of law are covered at your law firm?
We cover immigration, landlord-tenant, family law, criminal, bankruptcy, 7s and 13s, business litigation, trust, probate, wills, trying to think what we don't, traffic. That's an interesting area. It's a fun area.
Someone asked, if you lost your will questionnaire, can you do it over the phone with an attorney? No. All right.
Thank you. We really need the paper. We need it. It has to be done on paper.
Does your law firm service hearing impaired people who want to come in with an interpreter to discuss issues?
Yes, we will. And yes, I do on the phone. And our attorneys do as well. We go through the relay system. The new system is actually pretty good, where it's kind of more of a conversational one. It's great. And we can usually get to the issues. And a lot of times, if we don't understand, we'll say, send us some documents so we can read those, and then we'll call you again. And then we'll know more what you're talking about. But yes, we do service that.
Please review what documents are included with the will preparation.
You know, I don't handle the wills, so I don't know. I just know they come in and go out. Next time I'll find out.
When will there be another will workshop? Do we know?
We don't, but we can talk to our will person about that. So let me write that down.
Are there matters we call in for consultation on ever reset as the months go by? Are the matters we call in for consultation on ever reset as months go by? I'm not sure what...
The only thing I can think of is maybe asking if we will visit the issue again, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I guess it depends on if the circumstances are changed. Because if we've told you the law or what the rules are one time, probably not. Because, again, it's unless you have another specific question, but if we've already talked to you about it, it's not likely to have changed in the immediate past. However, if you hear of a new law or somebody brings something up and you're saying, I wonder if it's different, certainly we could talk to you about that. I wouldn't mind doing that at all.
Okay. So. If I have a member that's unsatisfied with the service that they got, what should they do?
Call me. Or Linda. Yeah, Linda, we handle consumer or customer resolutions. We get some, obviously there's issues with attorneys out of state, billing issues, not calling them back. And obviously if attorneys don't call back, they don't stay on the prepaid plan very long. But yeah, call me or call Linda, and we'll be happy to look at the situation and try to determine something and also try to find something we can do for your members. Find something we can do that helps.
Do we get 25% off a provider attorney for SEC filings?
Yes.
Okay.
That was an easy one.
All right.
Anyway, I just want to, like I said, just go ahead if you had a question. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we do handle personal injury cases as well and some medical malpractice. We don't do legal malpractice, but, again, we do have attorneys we refer those matters out to. So. We don't, and the reason we don't is the prepaid plan specifically excludes any kind of international law. Now, if you have an international issue, but you have a company that's in the U.S., like it may be a Mexican issue, but there's a U.S. affiliate or company, we'd certainly send a letter to that U.S. company. But outside of the U.S. and Canada, we don't do any international law. Although, again, if you called, we'd say, well, you might want to look at the state bar, and they'll have a list of attorneys who do international law. At least you can get a resource or find somebody who may have that. Because if you're doing those kind of things, you really need an attorney who specializes in that, because they've got to deal with treaties and a lot of other issues. So, but anyway, I just want to thank you for always making me feel very nice when I come here. And you're to be commended. Our living wills are going up. Our calls are going up, the volume. So I'm hoping that what that means is we're getting more and more prepaid members. And you're doing a great job. Just keep it up.
Give it up for Mr. Shorter! Corporate wants us to go over really quick. Actually, it's supposed to be like 2 hours worth of, but we're going to do it in 15 minutes. So, you guys were handed some paperwork. This is the 21,000 one. What they want you to know, how many of you when you call into the law firm, 21 million, sorry. How many of you when you call into the law firm fill out those questionnaires, those surveys when they send them to you in the mail asking how your service? So maybe less than even 1% of us. Not very many. I've never filled one out. They've saved me thousands upon thousands. This is saying that in 2007 alone, the provider law firms saved $21 million for memberships under Title I. That's huge. That's only of the ones that people responded. Like, I've never responded, and they've saved me thousands. Can you imagine what that number really is? So 21 million is huge, so let's hear it for our law firm. All right, 101 reasons. This is copied front and back. This is 101 reasons why you should never be without prepaid legal. Corporate wants you all to know what these are, and you can review them. You can also go to your back office under Associates Only. This is on Docs on Demand. But they wanted you to have a copy in your hand today. So there you go, 101 reasons, which is really good because after you go through that, there's several things in there that will come to your mind when you're talking with people, and that'll help you also. They want to let you know that there's some calls on the back office that you should be aware of. They came out last week. There's one from Rob Vest and Marilyn Thompson, one from John Addison, Mike Turpin and Drew Edmondson, Michael Moore and Jim Hood. Those two, Mike Turpin and Mike Moore, are former attorney generals. You can find these recorded phone calls on Associates Only. They're located on the front page. So right when you log into your back office, under Associates Only. Fabulous. Thank you. Under Associates Only, it'll be listed right there on your front page. So you can listen to any of those calls. They want you to make sure that you know about that. Anyone that was pre-registered today got a DVD when they signed in. That was your prize for being pre-registered for APT. And let's see, we went over the 21 million. They want to make sure that you guys remember when you're filling out membership applications, make sure that you have them fill out their will questionnaire, not their will kit, not their questionnaire to like get their will done, but the one that says the law firm can contact them. It authorizes the law firm to call them and say, do you have any questions about your will? It welcomes them to the law firm. If they have any sort of questions or concerns, they can ask them at that time. Also get their identity theft monitoring form filled out. So when you're doing a membership application, you want the membership application and two other pieces of paper, their will authorization form and their identity theft monitoring form, because that puts everything into place immediately. They'll get a call from the law firm and their identity theft monitoring is put in place right then. Because most people, what happens is they send it to them in the mail and they don't ever fill it out. And then they have our service for 6 months, cancel it because it didn't work. Well, obviously, because they never filled out their paperwork. But if you get it done right then and there, you can mail all three of them to corporate If you want to, you can hold on to the identity theft form for a week after you mail it in and then fax it. I mail all mine in. I just mail it all in together. That way everything's effective immediately. On those identity theft papers, if they are married, you can sign for your spouse. You sign your spouse's name. If they're not, if it's a domestic partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they have to each sign their own name. But if they're married, experience says you can sign for your spouse because you can go online and sign up for your spouse. So just know that on the identity theft forms. A lot of people never get those filled out because of that issue. And let's see, I think that's... Is $9.95.
Okay, they can look on.
Yes. It's $9.95 for the standard plan, $12.95 for the gold with the membership. They can also, if they fall under the plan, they're over 18, but they're still on, they can also get their will done. They are considered a covered family member. If they're over 18 and still fall within that, you know, if they're a full-time college student up to the age of 23, they're covered. 21, never married, living at home. So, yeah, they can also get their wills done at that age. No. Nope. If they're over 18, they have to have their own signature. You go into your back office, and if they're signing up online, you need to have them actually print them out and mail them into corporate. But you go into your back office under Associates Only, click on Report, or excuse me, Docs on Demand, type in Will, it'll bring up the Will thing, and then type in IDT, it'll bring up the monitoring form. And you just print them out. Has the fax number right on there for the identity theft form. If you want to leave that with them, you can. I don't. I just want to make sure that it's actually in place because I want them using it. I want them getting emails, and I just don't trust them to fill it out and fax it in. So I just want to make sure it gets handled. Okay, here's some points that they want you to be aware of as far as the corporate office goes. They want you to be aware of the $49 associate fee is in place right now because of the economy. They're leaving that at the $49. They said at least for the next 30 days. So as far as we know, through December. Want to make sure everyone's aware of the OKC convention in March 2009. Make sure that everyone in this room is registered for that event. I cannot tell you how important convention is. You can't explain it. There's just no way to get that point across unless you're there. You'll see things there that will change the way you do your business. You will advance your business so far into the future by going there. Just get registered for that event. It's so important. Also, they want you to know there is a link for Stone Cipher. It's www.stonecipherceoupdate.com. New information about Harlan and Prepaid Legal. All the updates go on that website. So www.stonecipherceoupdate.com. So you can go there and check that out. And then we wanted to highlight our advisory council. For those of you that don't know who they are, it's been up there for a while, so you can see who they are. And three former attorney generals and the former general counsel for Devon Energy Corporation. I don't think I've seen one better than that right there of any company, of their advisory council. So there's, you know, how much better can you get than that? The attorney that won the biggest lawsuit in the history of time, Michael Moore, he, you know, I'm sure people would pay him millions upon millions to have him on their advisory council, and look where he's at. How do I get to the Title I? I just got a Mac, and I haven't even touched it. I don't even know how to use it, and yeah, I'm in trouble. That's not mine, that's Dave's, but I still don't know how to use it. Okay, so Title I. They just wanted to go over a couple of things. I'll just tell you, yeah, what I want you to know. Under the phone consultation, if you call into the law firm and you ask them a question that they don't know, you are entitled to 1 hour of research. If they cannot find that out within 1 hour, then to find out, you have to retain them. So, which hardly ever happens. I've probably called there, I don't know how many times that's happened to me once. And it was on some strange thing that I was just wondering if it was legal, and they don't know. So I can retain them and find out or do my own research. But just so that you guys know, that is part of your plan, an hour of research. which is huge at no additional cost. I mean, normally that's, you know, $200 and you don't pay anything. So letters and phone calls, they will write a letter or make a phone call if they deem it necessary. It's just not a given. But you can always ask, can you send me a letter? Can you send a letter for me? And they will tell you yes or no, but it's not just a given. It's not like if you call in about an issue, they're automatically going to send a letter, because sometimes it's not going to do you any good, or it could do you harm. And they're the ones that need to make that decision, not us, because they know what our legal rights are and how that's going to affect us better than we do. So just please don't argue with them in that case. Just ask them, because sometimes they don't offer. Sometimes some of the attorneys that are on staff or new, they're in training, and I've had him answer my questions wonderfully, and then I'm like, so what do I do now? And he's like, well, you can do this, this, or this. And I'm like, can you write me letters? Like, oh, absolutely, we can write you a letter. So you can ask, but just don't argue if they say no, it probably wouldn't be in your best interest. Contracts, they have had some issues on the contracts being faxed in. If you shrink them down and put them on 10 pages, even though it's 20, it's still 20 pages. And they can't read it anyway. So please don't do that. They can't. It's a fine print already. Can you imagine trying to read a fine print document that's shrunk down into half its size? So make sure that you do. I mean, they'll do up to 12, 15 pages for free anyway. But, you know, just don't tell your members that. But just sell it as it is. You know, undersell, they'll overdeliver. On the contracts, what was I going to just tell you? Oh, it'll come back to me in a minute. Just 10 pages. Dang it, I forgot. On the will preparation, I'll remember the contracts in a minute, but on the will preparation, they passed a Utah law that your provider attorneys can no longer do, any attorney can no longer do your living will form. It's something that is required to be done by the state of Utah. So what the provider attorneys are doing now is sending, when you send in your will to get it done and you have your living will and everything filled out on there, what they'll do is send you a link on a piece of paper. It'll come back with your will and it says you must go here to print out your living will. All you have to do is print that out, fill it out, and have it notarized when you have your will notarized. So just so that you know, when you're doing wills for your clients and things, your living will is not prepared by the law firm, and it's because of the laws in the state of Utah that they have done that. No, I'm not allowed to give legal advice, but it's not the same. But you could call the law firm and ask them what the difference is. What's the difference between a living will and a physician's directive? Are they different? Yes, they are, but we're not going to go into to why they're different.
The physician's directive,
you have to have a living will to have a physician's directive, but they're two separate things. Right. Yeah, that's what I was just explaining, is that the law firm will send you exactly where you just said to go. They'll send that to you with your will so that you can get that done.
But they can also let their member know if they just need to go to the
I wouldn't, because it's kind of confusing that they need to fill this out and you need to go here, and then I wouldn't. I would just let the law firm send it to them, because then they have it all already printed up. All they do is print that out, fill it out, and then go get them both notarized. That's how I would do it, but whatever works best for you. Okay, we've got like 30 seconds.
A living will and a directive to physicians are pretty much the same. In fact, if I'm an attorney, and we often entitle them directive to physicians, but in January, the legislature passed an extreme form that happened to last. It's great because every provider will recognize that they'll know what you want. The directive that you're giving do not resuscitate.
Mm-hmm. See, she can say that because she's an attorney. If I do, then you can sue me because I gave you legal advice. All right. So that's why they passed the law, apparently, so that everyone can recognize exactly what that is. So, and it's not... Excuse me? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you just get your will updated every year. It's, yeah. All right. So let me think of the contracts if I remember, and if not, then we'll just be done. Limited number of personal contracts documents reviewed up to 10 pages. It must not have been very important. The attorney said you should get the new one. This one right here? But if your will's already finished and you get it updated, you can still do that, but you can go and print your new one too. I mean, you're still okay if you don't get a new one because it's already in place. But when you get it updated, you could print that out and do that too. So I think you're okay either way. Aren't they still okay if they have their living will already finished? All right, so personal contracts, I don't remember what I was going to tell you. So I think that's all that we're going to go over. So we get to start our training. So first what I'm going to do is bring up, I just want to tell you a little bit first about, oh, I forgot one thing. See, it's a good thing I have papers up here. Group school. We're having group school. Everyone wants this done. I wasn't going to do another one until January, but I've had too many people ask me for it. So doing one next Friday and Saturday here. You need to go on the back office to register for group school. I can't register for you. So make sure that if you want to attend group school, everybody should have a flyer. There's some out on the tables, too, next Friday Friday and Saturday. All right. So our next trainers... This is like what we've all been waiting for. These two are just incredible. I don't know where the state of Utah would be without them. It's kind of scary to even think of that. But I just think they are both two, I don't even know the word for it. They are just such wonderful people, and they just are servant leaders. You know, Wendy shares Dave with us all the time. I mean, he's with us probably more than he is his family, so we thank you for that. And I know that all of us are probably going to be bawling here in about 5 minutes, so make sure you have your tissues ready. But this is going to be the most phenomenal training. Neither of them have ever heard each other tell their story. So it's going to be very powerful. Make sure you have out your pens and your notepads and take, you know, notes. If you want to know how to make your business successful, if you've got any excuses that get in your way, anything like that, this will take care of all of it, I promise you. I've only heard, you know, chunks of the story, but just that alone, it is incredible. So please help me welcome one of my mentors, my favorite mentor, to the stage, Dave Hall. Come on, Wendy, up here too.
I'll bring you up. All right, a couple of housekeeping notes real quick. Terry, I love you up there, but I'm going to ask you for the training. Turn the camcorder off, pretty please. Thank you. And if anybody else is recording this, and I'm going to tell you, turn it off. I'm not giving anybody permission to tape this training.